This is CliffCentral.com. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Another one of those absolutely fantastic days. Man, it's Thursday. And every single time when it is around this time, 3 o'clock, we do indeed have the shortest hour in the week. Man, if you're listening live right now, of course, this means that Friday is almost here. I know I've got a couple of friends who are going to be going down to the Durban July. So, guys, it's getting closer. Four pipe cylinders and all. I know they're those type of people, too. And it's just another one of those great days, man. I'm hoping your life is going the way that you planned it. You know, today I coined a quote. I obviously it's inspired by a couple of other people's quotes as well, but it is this one I feel like is my own. So I put on Twitter hashtag Weza once said, and this one says, "Most of us achieve what we are aiming for, especially when you are aiming for nothing at all." Yeah, when you're not aiming for anything, you'll definitely achieve it. Definitely, you know. And even when you aim at something, you could achieve that too. But the most important thing is to actually aim for something. You know, I said to someone yesterday in a conversation that imagine if God is that uncle with all the money. You know, that rich uncle that always wants to give you a helping hand. They want to buy you something, but normally you're not asking for anything. And he's like, ask for some stuff, man. Come on, ask for something. Sometimes we actually fail because we're not really even aiming for much. You know, I think it's about high time that you define clearly what it is that you want. What do you want out of life? What do you want in the next couple of days, maybe in this week, this month? And what do you want for the year? What do you want for the next 5 years, the next 10 years? If you think that you're just going to go with the flow, guess what? The dead fish go with the flow. You know, you can't just go with the flow because the flow is going downwards. All the water in the world goes down because it's trying to find the lowest point. Do you want to be in the lowest point or the highest point? Obviously, everyone wants to be in the highest point. So don't go with the flow. Don't go with the flow with life. Have something that you're aiming for and start to drive. Drive towards that goal that you want to go with. And that's how you achieve it. Good afternoon. If you just joined us, my name is Weza. Weza, that guy. Today, I'm joined by the lovely Zintle. Now, Zintle is quite a phenomenal person. Now, just checking out her bio right here, Zintle Masango is 25-year-old. 25! Hi, Suka!
I'm actually turning 26 in 2 weeks. So
really?
Yeah.
Hi, yo! Claps many times. Normally, I just clap once. Now,
wait, do I look older or younger?
Hey, look, I'm just going to be politically correct and just say I was not expecting 25.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm just going to go down the list of the profile right here. If anything is it needs to be corrected, you'll correct me as you're doing right now. So
yeah, sure,
turning 26 pretty soon.
Yes.
Yes. And is a single mother. Yes.
Yes,
and business, also, I mean, a business sourcing consultant at a hygiene company.
Yeah.
All right. Online fitness coach.
Yes.
A NLP brand ambassador.
NPL.
NPL, yes. I'm thinking NLP because that's like neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah. Someone at work actually said NFL. He's like, no, you're NFL. Box just got you. I was like, yo.
Okay, so NPL.
Yes.
Tell me what the NPL is.
NPL is actually, it stands for Nutritional Sports Labs. Mm. And we do quite a lot of sports supplements.
Yeah.
So all your BCAAs, all the supplements that I use now are from NPL.
Oh, I've seen that BCAA somewhere on the packaging of one of the brands that I might not mention. All right, cool. And then also Planet Fitness Influencer.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even stop. The STS sponsored athlete.
Yes.
So athlete is in not necessarily competing, but just in terms of health, in terms of fitness, or do you actually compete?
I am actually 6 weeks out of my first competition.
Oh, yeah?
I'll be doing PCA for the first time. I'm so nervous.
Oh, really?
I'm about to poop my pants. I don't want to lie. Because it's getting close to the show. And yeah, so it's my first competition. I'm quite nervous about it. But with the help of Jack, who is our sheriff at SCS, I'm sure I will do very well.
Okay, tell me about that. You use the acronym PC.
PCA.
Yeah, PCA. Tell me, what is the PCA? What happens
so
there?
So what PCA is, it's a bodybuilding federation. Mm-hmm. So there's different federations, and I've decided to compete in PCA.
Yeah.
So the show is on the 18th of August. Mm. I'm not too sure about the venue just as yet.
Yeah.
But obviously, those people that would like to come and see me on stage will have the information up on my Instagram.
Excellent. Tell us your Instagram. In fact, let's not leave it for last. Let's still take it at the first. Yeah.
All right. So, like you said, it's Sintle Masango. My Instagram handle is Z_fitnessjankie. So that's Z_fitnessjankie with an IE at the end.
Guys, check her out on Instagram. I'm telling you, whatever you see there, Nesh, this lady's not a catfish. What you're seeing there is real life, guys. I think she's got better triceps than me right now. In fact, somewhere in the show, we're going to have a arm wrestling contest just to see who's the strongest.
Okay, we might try that. We can try that.
Excellent. In fact, we are not even done with the list. Oh, and then, of course, it does say at the end right there that you are 6 weeks out of that first, that first big competition.
Yes.
Wow. Why fitness? Tell me about that.
So, for me, fitness came from place of pain, a place of being vulnerable as well. Having come out of an abusive relationship, I took it upon myself to get stronger, to be stronger, internally and externally, of course, because I just felt that I had to protect myself and my son as well. So that's where it actually started. But after some time, I somewhat became addicted to it, hence the name Fitness Junkie. So from there, it's just progressed, you know, from coming from a size of 28 to now, I can hardly fit into 34 jeans now, you know.
Yo.
So and because I've actually gained quite a lot of muscle, so that's how the journey then transpired and actually got to a point, rather, where I will be going on stage and competing with people that have been on stage before. So that's me in a nutshell.
Interesting. I want to just reverse to that time. If you're 25, turning 26 now, it must have been even earlier, the time where you were in this relationship that you didn't quite flourish in. How old were you around that time?
I was 21, set up for marriage. I was about to get married too. Yes, we had Lobola vibes going on, all of that. And it was unfortunate what happened, but I believe it happened for a reason. Mm. It's because of that I'm here today talking to you.
Yeah.
You know, and if anything that I hope I can get out of that is, even if it means that I can inspire one female to leave an abusive relationship. Wow. It doesn't have to be 10 people, 100 people. If I can just inspire one person to have the courage that I had to leave because of sharing my story,
beautiful,
then my work is done.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you see, some people think that abusive relationships, before they get to that stage of separation, needed to have happened for maybe years or months on end. Was it the same with you, or was it, how soon did you realize that this is toxic and I got to get out?
I think it was a couple of months. But I just came to a point where I was like, you know what, I'm hurtful, and more than this, I deserve better. I'm not a human punching bag, so I have to leave. And like I said, for me, it was also quite difficult because, like I said, there was Lobola involved, there was family involved, you know. So it was that pressure as well of, I don't want to disappoint my family, I don't want to disappoint my son. On top of that, you know, now my son has to be in a single parent, upbringing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it just had to happen, you know. I just came to a point where I had a moment, like a hoo-sah moment, you know.
Yeah.
And I realized that, you know what, this is your self-worth and you need to decide now, are you going to carry on to be in this relationship that is toxic, or are you going to come out and then try to build something from that?
Mm.
So then I made my decision and there we go. We have Fitness Junkie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, it's really, really not easy, especially as you're saying that now there's family involved and you don't want to disappoint anyone. And especially if you're saying they went through the Lobola process, it means that they're actually a cultured family as well.
True.
Which language is the family predominantly?
my family, we are Ndebele.
So it's Ndebele this side, and on the other side,
it was Swati.
Swati and Ndebele. Now, Swati is like hardcore when it comes to, you know, and I'm sure Ndebele is too, but like, I know Swati is even into polygamy in some parts, like for instance, there in Swaziland, it is, you know, it's a trend.
Yeah.
So along with that, sometimes what you learn is that in our, you know, in our villages and so on, they would say, know what, domestic violence is just a part of the, you know, a part of life. And as a woman, if you think you are going to be a real wife, you need to be able to keep these things inside the family. Did you go through that?
I did. Mm. But like I said, you know, I really had to take some time away from everyone and now think of myself, because I was the one going through it, not everyone around me, not my mother, not any of my followers, not my friends or anyone, you know. So it was a decision that I took for myself, because I was in that situation and I was the one that was facing the challenge, you know. And I prayed about it. You know, I'm a praying person. I'm a praying woman. And I just thought that, and my biggest fear was I wouldn't want my son to grow up in a household that is like this, because it wasn't one incident. It would happen over and over again. It happens. So I didn't want him to grow up in a home where it's normal, and then ngakusasa he gets a girlfriend, yamshaya, and then they come to the house now and they're asking, what's going on here? And to him, it will seem normal, you know. So I didn't want now that now to be an issue that is a ripple effect, rather, to my son, and something that he will think is normal, because it is not. You know, I mean, we live in a country where domestic violence is of the highest in the world, you know. And like I said, I just had to put my foot down and say, this has to stop. And
actually, as you mentioning that and saying that you don't want your son to grow up in that, it's actually really, really true. I've got a friend, for instance, who in conversation we found out that while we were in varsity, it was many years ago, but he was just talking about how he had a fight with his girlfriend and he hit her. And then we thought, whoa, wait, what? And then as the conversation started opening up, we realized that there were a couple of guys within the class, right there at university, who believe that that's just fine because they come from households like that. And they say, my mom and dad have been together for years, and that's how they solve. Because sometimes the woman gets a little out of hand, and you need to just, and you think, wow, there are guys who've made this part of their social construct. And to them, it's perfectly normal. And if you try to challenge them, they will feel just as righteous as what you're feeling when you're saying that's wrong.
Exactly. I think I wouldn't have said it better. I wouldn't have said it better.
Excellent. But then, obviously, you have now the family that might not necessarily agree with you. Did you just go to them and say, "Angisafuni ushade, uyangishaya"?
I wish it was that easy. No, man. It took a toll, you know, on myself. It took a toll on my relationship with my parents. Mm. Thank God that we're together and it has brought us even closer. Mm. No, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. There was a time where I was alone. Like, I couldn't go to anyone. I had to... Yeah, man, I don't really want to dwell on that, but it wasn't easy at all. And it, like I said, it tore my family apart. It tore me apart. Mm. And I wouldn't wish it even upon my worst enemy. Mm. If I have to say that experience, I would never.
Yeah. You know what? It's power, though. It's strength for a strong woman to talk about and dwell upon. I know you don't want to dwell upon it, but it's strength to dwell upon that, because there are people who are not as strong as you are, or who are not where you are right now, and they might be going through that. And when you say, I was this, and they say, whoa, that's exactly where I am. And they look at you and they say, so I can be where you are in a few. Okay, this is going to work out. This is not so bad.
Yes.
There is a way out.
Yes.
I can actually stand up, because look at her. She did it. And there's life after standing up, guys. Even if everyone is going to turn on you and you're going to be alone for a while, and there's life at the end of you. You don't know how powerful it is to know of an example of someone who's on the other side of the fire that you're trying to cross.
And it takes me back to what I said, that if it means that me sharing my story, as much as it some people might see it as a shame to share it, but if it means that I'm going to inspire, like I said, just one person, you know, because I feel like if I inspire one person and that person inspires another and that person inspires another, you know, people were shocked the first time I actually posted it on my social media that I was going through such, and to have so many females slide into my DMs. I usually have men sliding into my DMs, but I had females sliding into my DMs and say to me, you know what, I'm going through the same thing and I don't know, should I leave this man because I love him, I don't know what to do. And I told them, because it happens, you know, you ask yourself, you tell yourself, I love this man, I want to be with this man, but at the end of the day, you need to find your self-worth. Like I said, are you a human punching bag, or are you a great woman, a phenomenal woman that deserves to be loved, that deserves to be nurtured, you know? So that's the advice I gave to the females. That And some of the stories actually shook me, you know. I was in tears that I'm just glad that women can now come to me and open up to me. I have clients also coming to me about their body issues, you know, as an online fitness coach, you know. The fact that I know that more than anything, I don't even see myself as a fitness influencer or online coach. I see myself as a therapist, you know, because I'm a female and I've gone through so much, even as a 25-year-old rather, that even a 32-year-old mother can still come up to me because I am a mother as well, you know. So I find so much solace in knowing that I can give back to people, just sharing my story and making them understand that you are not stuck in your ditch. You know, you don't know who's going to bring a string down or who's going to freaking bring a helicopter, you know, because sometimes your way out might not be the smallest way, but it might be the most flamboyant way, rather, which I feel is the way my life is turning out. It's turning out in quite a flamboyant way. So that's that.
Pretty powerful. And it's very true. You know, you never know how these things are going to go. And sometimes the same crisis could actually be, you know, that it's not a, it's not a setback, but it's a setup for a comeback, you know, and the comeback might be so amazing, so much bigger than what you thought it was going to be.
True.
Jeez. Okay. So you were 21 years old, set for marriage. What else were you doing around that time?
So at the time I was just a normal girl going to gym, you know.
Yeah. Studying at all?
Or? No, I was working. Okay. I was working at a bank.
What were you doing at the bank?
The bank I was working for, you were like a jack of all trades. Today you're a teller, tomorrow you granting loans, tomorrow you're opening bank accounts, you know. I was living basically in Pilo Yomfazi, where you wake up in the morning, mix kaftin, go to work, come back, cook, take care of the kid, then I go to gym, and then
you're those prim and proper ladies with the one of the jobs that you really have to dress on point every day
in our bank,
is working at a bank.
Yep.
So you were one of those ladies with the hair done, nails done, everything there.
Yeah. True. Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Ah. Okay. So back then, gym was just a thing just to stay healthy.
It was to stay healthy, but because there was already an incident that had happened. Then I was like, okay, let me join him. Because like every other female, you go to the gym, you go to a class and you're jiving, and then you leave, right? Or you go onto a treadmill or whatever for like 10 minutes and that's it. Mm-hmm. Now, one day I decided, let me join him in the free weights area and let me see what happens, you know? I started out with a 2.5 kg because no one starts with 15 kgs or 20 kgs that I'm lifting now.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, this is quite fun. You know, it beats jumping up and down, looking like an idiot. So every other day I joined him and I started developing a love for, and I started seeing my body change a little bit.
Was he like really muscular?
He wasn't. He was quite tall, had like a rugby player body, but he wasn't like big, you know, like this guy that's sitting here right now. I started seeing my body change and I was like, oh, this is quite cool, you know. And then after some time, then I carried on going to the gym, you know, and people were saying to me, oh, we're seeing a bit of a change, but it wasn't such a huge change, you know. And then in 2016 I met a friend of mine, Given, and he then introduced me, because I was like so obsessed with like having muscles, and then he introduced me to like a diet and an eating plan and whatever, and I went through it for a good about 3-4 months. I went through a prep session, what I'm going through now, but I never was going to go on stage, you know. And then that's when, like, my body just transformed and people were asking me, what's happening? What are you on? And whatever, you know. Yeah. And then that's when, obviously, I started, okay, no, guys, I'll actually start helping you out and coaching people online. And,
Oh, wow. Pretty interesting how it all just evolved.
Yeah.
Were you ever doing it for, I know you're saying that what inspired it was coming from that, you know, that abusive relationship. But were you ever gymming for self-defense, really? Or was it just so that you could feel stronger? Or did you know that, Mayasit minangzuti, go, uppercut.
You know, funny enough, the last incident, I remember he pushed me and I pushed him back. And the look on his face, you know, like...
So you had a lot of muscle
believe,
at that
yeah,
point.
He couldn't believe that it's this person that I used to just push around, you know. And I told him, like, you see, after today, and that was... Even like when I carried on training now, you know, my motto has always been, or rather... what I was trying to portray is for me to be intimidating to another man.
Mm.
You know, even a big guy should still say to me, hey, but this one, you know, like even guys, I was single for such a long time because guys couldn't approach me because they're like, hey, Lord look shy, you know, and that was the whole idea behind what I did and transforming my body. It was to be intimidating to a male counterpart, but not to a point where now you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to talk to that, you know, but it happened, but hey, yeah. So it was about self-defense, but also it was, I do really enjoy it now, although now the prep is just, bleh, but I do enjoy the whole fitness life, the whole gym life. That is me, and that makes me who I am.
Excellent. Now, let's talk about going from being that 9-to-5 working lady at the bank to eventually being self-employed. You're pushing your own things. You're doing so many things, and just that transition, because there is wanting to go online and I'm gonna coach people, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, but I need to pay the bills. And at the there was a time when you were still working at the bank where all this was still just a, you know, I could and I should, but it's not reality yet. Tell me about that time, the frustration, and also what inspired the jump.
Okay, so just correction, I am still working. I do have
still?
An 8-to-5.
Okay.
Yes, I do. And the reason is because I was working at a company, right? Mm-hmm. And I'd left to pursue this online coaching thing. But the thing that people don't understand with what we do is that it fluctuates, you know, but expenses stay constant.
Yeah.
So I'll have a very good month. And like in January, the first 3 months of the year, winter, some people are like, a bit iffy, you know. Mm. And then obviously you'll get to September vibes where everyone is now happy. They want to get in shape. And then November, December, no one gives a doot about being healthy, you know. They just want to eat and drink and be merry. So I was like, yo, rent is still there, I still have to pay my car installment, I still have to buy food myself, I still have to buy supplements, because I didn't have sponsorships at the time. So I decided I'm gonna go back into the job market. I got the job that I'm at right now, and luckily in the beginning when I was at work, it was quite flexible. I was on the road, so I could do everything, do the gymming as well as do work on the side. But now I'm office based, you know, and now I understand frustrations of my clients when it comes to me. I'm at the office from 8-to-5. I have kids, I have gym and whatever. But the truth is, I still wake up at 4:30. I still make it a point to go to the gym. And I always say to my clients that it's about priorities and what is your goal and what are you planning to achieve? Like you said, you know, what is your goal and what are you planning to achieve? So for me, It's a huge, it just started last month, you know, and I'm on prep now. And so it's quite hectic, but yes, I am working 8-to-5. I'm at work. I use the Gautrain because I stay in North Riding and I have to travel to Boksburg every day. So I use the Gautrain. So, the transition, it's been bumpy, but because like you said, petrol is expensive, guys.
Yeah,
so I need like a constant income, you know? So that's why I do the thing on the side, because I don't really deal with people. Like I have to take away business, especially with one-on-one sessions, because I don't have the time for that. So hence the online coaching thing. So what I do is I'd probably refer a friend of mine who's a personal trainer to clients that would come to me and want one-on-one sessions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. You see, just the online business model is something that has so much potential. I was listening to some seminars, and these guys were saying how, you know, you have to go from selling your 24 hours to knowing that you can't be everywhere all at the same time. So you need to find a way to you know, to almost sell history. You know, you sell some hours that you spent on in front of a camera somewhere.
Yes.
And people now can start downloading this or downloading that of yours, and that's how you can also start generating money, especially in the fitness field that you're in. I actually looked and I see that a couple of these American guys who are also fitness instructors, so they have a great body, and obviously you want the body they have, and they tell you, hey, I can get you this body in 100 days or in 35 days or something like that, or maybe let's say a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And you're thinking, wow, oh, that's so cool. Then they'll tell you, no, there's a meal plan and a diet. So all you got to do is go onto my website. And then when you get there, you have to punch in your details and whatever. And then you get a demo version of the eating plan. But they say, now we can make a more structured eating plan for you. And they've even found ways to make these things automated. So you've just put in your height and your blood type and all these type of things, and then it spits out your eating plan,
yeah.
And everything 100% according to what they think you should be doing to get to that body. And so now he's making money while he sleeps, because this is now starting to just generate itself.
Yeah. Mm. Well, what I do is quite different to what you're saying, because I work more I customize my plans. Mm-hmm. So you, Weza, would come up to me and say to me, okay, Zintle, I need a plan to gain weight, because there are people that want to gain muscle, yeah, and want to gain weight. Mm. So what I do is I would send you a questionnaire, you'd complete that for me and send me three pictures of yourself. Mm. And then I'll use that to then compile a plan for you and then email it to you. You can WhatsApp me should you need help. You can email me should you need help. You can FaceTime me. I have this client in Tswaki. Oh my gosh. She is on my case all the time. When she wants to have a cheat meal, she will ask me first, like, okay, Z, I just finished my session. Can I please have a cheat meal? I'm like, what are you going to have? She's like, a piece of cake. I'm like, when last did you have your, you know? Mm. So it's like I'm holding your hand, but I'm not there, you know, physically, because I cannot afford to be there.
Sure.
I mean, in the perfect world, I would be there, you know, but that's how I build it. And then I do also have generic plans for people who want to lose weight, and that just goes for cheap, once off payment. Mm. And then I email you the plan, and that's you, and you will see if you follow it, or you know what I'm saying. But with the customized plan, it's like a holding your hand process.
I'm trying to figure out how you could take that and automize it in some way so that you have less to do physically and more of it is happening on its own, and all you are selling is that it's coming from you
yes.
know, because ultimately people are just buying brand now more than they're buying product, because there's a shoe and then there's a Nike shoe, you know.
Yeah.
They would have both done the same thing as the core product, but the augmented product is that, hey, this one has got this and that. No, my goodness, it's Nike,
yeah,
you know. And they say, oh, it's Zintle. It's not just any meeting plan. Eating plan. It's her eating plan.
Yeah.
And I want her body. So if she says I should do it, even if she said the same thing your teacher said,
you know, but because it's coming from Zintle.
Yeah. It's the same. Have you ever, maybe your mom or your dad said a certain motivational quote, you know, he said something, but it was like, yeah, dad. And then you heard the same thing from that person that you look up to, and you were like, wow, now that's something. And then your parent or maybe your friend says, Mara, I said that to you.
Yes.
And you're thinking, yeah, but you're not him, okay?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Like, what I think is that you just have to build the logo, build the brand, make the brand as big as possible.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, Zintle, Zintle, Zintle. And even if the eating plans are the same, the people are buying into you now, not necessarily, you know, the A4 piece of paper.
Yeah.
So eventually, you could, for instance, the generic eating plan.
Plan, yeah.
If they paid, it means that they didn't actually buy this thing. They bought
they
you.
They bought me, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, to be honest with you, I could have just probably Googled an eating plan and found one and just
correct.
Followed it.
Correct.
But I want that girl from Instagram who's always looking on Fleek. She says she got an eating plan.
Oh,
I want
stop
hers.
It.
You know what I mean? That's how it is. So, meaning that you could design a website that has, you know, these generic ones that you can like auto download as long as you pay, and people will still give you the money that you're getting already.
Yeah.
And then you could, you saying that there's a questionnaire, meaning that actually you can go onto the website and the questions that you normally email can actually get asked there. Okay, you
yes.
answer all the questions,
yes,
then
yes, yes.
submit your pictures. Even if you didn't submit your pictures, tell us
that's
your
right.
weight,
yeah.
tell us your height. You
and
do a calculation. You don't even do the calculation. The website does the calculation.
Yeah.
It says, all right, that means what is that thing again? The body mass index.
BMI.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. It looks at the BMI and says, oh, overweight. Therefore,
this is what we're giving
we
you.
Recommend this.
Yeah.
Or then you look at blood type and you're like, okay. O blood type, A blood type, meaning that they absorb this, they don't absorb that, they need more vitamin this, okay? Here's the eating plan. And then, boom, spits it out. They feel like, ooh, Zintle just now. And then you have a WhatsApp group and you're just saying, hey, tell me how you're doing.
Yeah. And I think that's where I actually do have a website.
Yeah.
Yeah, www.fitnessjunkie.co.za.
Excellent.
But I have neglected it because life happened.
Mm-hmm.
But we are looking at revamping and doing something like you were saying.
Yeah.
So clearly, I don't know if it's fools differ or great minds think alike.
Yeah,
I mean,
look,
fools
man.
Don't differ, rather.
Blessings.
But yeah. The website is there. Mm-hmm. I used to do quite a lot of blogs.
Yeah.
Also had an online supplement store as well as an online store to buy the plans, the generic weight loss plans. So yeah, it's just I think we have neglected my clients because I prefer to deal with a person one-on-one.
Mm.
But maybe a WhatsApp group would be great
yeah.
because I see some girls on Instagram doing that
yeah.
and it gives the group motivation, I think.
Yeah,
you know, it brings
yeah.
the group morale up as well.
You
so,
post some workouts
exactly,
there and you say,
exactly.
guys, try this for this
exactly.
week. And then you do your thing right
exactly.
there. Because the smartest thing to do when you're in South Africa is look at where's the trend going. And if you look at America, you'll see where the trend is going because they're so busy because there's so many people, so many problems are existing, and then so many solutions are being invented. I see it this way. When I went to China, I realized that in China, there's 1.3 million people. I mean, wait, 1.3 billion people.
Yeah.
It's crazy compared to South Africa.
That's almost double our population,
it's,
isn't it?
Yeah,
like, yeah
it's
yeah, yeah.
way more than double. Remember, double our population is 100 million. So
oh,
we're sitting
shit,
on like 50
oh,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've got more than 10 times our population.
Okay.
It's crazy. Wait, even 10 times our population is not enough. It's almost 100 times
I think we
our
need a calculator.
It's so crazy. Well, it's not 100, maybe like 50 times our population.
Okay.
But it is a lot. Now, if they're sitting on that, that means, I mean, the one city like Beijing alone has about 35 million people, almost enough people to fill South Africa exists
in
just
one
city.
Yeah.
Imagine, that means if you think you're big in Beijing, I mean, if you think you're big in South Africa, if you're big in South Africa, in China, you're just big in one city, actually.
Yep.
So if there's so many people, that means so many more problems exist and so many more solutions have to be discovered. And that's why many things are first made in those countries before they're introduced to us. Because, for instance, things like Uber. Here's an example. You see, Uber obviously comes from America, but America is also sitting at like 300 million people, which is way more than South Africa again.
Yeah.
Why did Uber come from there? And why does China have something similar to Uber? Well, why did it come there first is because they had the problem worse than what we have it. China, for instance, have so many cars that between Monday and Friday, some people are forced to say, if your number plate ends with an odd number, you must drive Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If it's an,
are you serious?
Yeah. If it's an even number, you can drive Tuesday and Thursday, and then next week we'll swap. And you're going to be fined if you're seen driving on the wrong day. Yeah. So on the other day, you're forced to use public transport, and on the other days, you must drive your car if you want to. But there's so much traffic already, even with that system in play. So they introduce free bicycles. They say, guys, here's 1 million bicycles. We're going to put them all over the country. You can just grab a bicycle, go wherever, and just park it and just carry on with your day. So there's so many bicycles, no one is buying bicycles because the government is trying to take away the people on the road, saying just use a bicycle.
Yeah.
But even that's
not. And it is healthy.
Yeah, yeah. And it's healthy. Yeah. But even that's not enough. So how do I get my kid to school and get to work on time with all this traffic and I'm not allowed to use my car on this?
On a bicycle.
You know what
and
I mean?
And your child on a bicycle.
You know, you got your child, you can't use your car and it's because it's Tuesday and you don't have enough.
Yeah.
Or maybe should we buy another car and make sure that that's an odd number? It's and then they're like, Uber, let's come up with something that at least, you know, it's someone else's problem now. As long as I know that my child is safe, because that's what I'm worried about. If my child is safe, then I'll be safe with that thing. So what I'm saying is that necessity is the mother of all innovation,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And in South Africa, sometimes in certain settings, because we're not that many, we don't come up with, we don't have that many problems to have that many more solutions.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have our own problems also, which, you know, we should really be trying to come up with solutions for. But if you want to fast forward something that might not be a pressing thing at the moment and you want new, smarter ways to do it, when you observe what those guys are doing, then you could say, hey, if I do that now, I will be ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Because by the time we get to that critical point, you'll already have a solution that's way ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's how normally you overtake. That's why when something like Uber gets introduced into South Africa, it just disrupts the market. And the taxi people were not ready for it. And they felt like,
now they want to strike.
Yeah, and they're like, this thing is too good. Yeah. You know what I mean? But now if you can have that type of advantage, even in your fitness app, when you look at the other guys and you say, this is where guys are going, I don't want to do one-on-ones anymore because it takes too much time.
Yeah.
Because I'll only have, let's say you work eight to five.
Yes.
So if you work an 8 to 5, that means you only have the after hours and the weekend time. And you need your gym time too.
Yes, I'm in the gym. I mean, yeah. I'm prepping meals. I have a 28-year-old son and a 5-year-old son. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I honestly do not have the time. I would love to. Like I said, in the perfect world, I would love to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a person like yourself then has that necessity of saying, I want to do more. I don't have more time. So let me sell history.
Yes.
I'm going to buy out the time and 5 hours of my time I'm going to use to prepare. But then I'm going to sell that 5 hours for the next 10 years.
True.
Everybody is going to be buying my history. That 5 hours, you're still paying for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what that automation can mean. And I think if we start thinking like that in our various industries, we could actually start, going a little bit faster than what we're going. But sometimes it takes someone outside the picture to look at your picture and say, hey, you know what you could do? You could do this. And then you're like, what? That works. And that's the thing sometimes. So maybe that's how I figured it out before you figured it out.
Yeah, hey. You know? I'm on it. And it's actually something we're also working on with two ladies that I just met last week. So there's some big, big things. Uh-huh. Slim as well as V. So there's some things we're working on, you know. We're trying to do something different, something. Because there's a lot of these fitness girls on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you don't even know who's real and who's not.
Mm.
So we're just trying to come up with something real, something raw, something uncut, you know, that people can actually have a glance as to who we really are, you know, on a daily basis and not just see the pictures that we paint on Instagram. Because, I mean, my Instagram is quite raw and quite natural, apart from the pictures that I'll take, obviously, from photo shoots. Mm. But the idea I try to sell, the idea that I am a normal person and I am approachable. I mean, to the mere fact that my boyfriend always says to me, when we're walking in the mall, dude, you know, the fact that I still can't, I don't know how to put it, like, take it in. You know, when a person goes crazy for seeing Zinke, you know, for me, it's kind of like, what? You know, because I just see myself as just the person that goes to gym, goes to work, is a mother, is a normal human being. And that I'm not overpowering where most of the time we see celebrities in the mall and you don't even want to say hi to them because you feel like umuntu uzokuziba. You know what I'm saying? So just the fact that people find me quite approachable and as a human being, you know, that actually says quite a lot to me, and it speaks quite a lot to me as well, you know. And with the eating plans as well, is because I think what I'm doing differently is that all my eating plans, I've used myself as a guinea pig, you know. I've gotten from skinny to bulky, from bulky to losing weight, from losing weight to cutting, from cutting to this, you know. So you can go buy a plan from another fitness girl, but the truth is, it might just be a plan that was downloaded from Google and then given to you. So with me, I feel like it's something so different because I have tried it myself. You know, there was a time where I tried out a 21-day cut, where in 5 days, I literally, people thought I was catfishing, believe it or not. And the way the pictures were so different in the 5 days, it was actually something that a friend of mine, Siv, I don't know if you know Siv, yeah, he actually told me about this diet, and I said, shit, I'm sorry, I'm going to try it out, you know. And I tried it out, and it worked, and then I obviously tweeted a little bit just to make it more lifestyle friendly, and that's when I sold it, you know. And yeah, so everything I do, everything I sell to someone is something I've tried myself. I wouldn't say someone must eat pineapple and pawpaw when I don't even know what pineapple and pawpaw does to the body.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, even with my coach, when my coach says eat this, I will go and I will research, why am I eating this? You know, if maybe he doesn't have the time to explain to me, I'll go and I'll research and I'll decide, maybe this I should put in my plan, maybe that I shouldn't, you know, because I mean, my training program is way different from the training program I would give one of my clients. So yeah.
Oh, well, that's actually quite a good thing also, you know, that you go through it yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's tried and tested in that particular way. It's not always easy when you are not necessarily that diet person. You know, when I don't know why, but the African culture, you know, sometimes I go to a place of eating, let's say, for instance, like a canteen or something. And when they're dishing up, I would say, no, just give me the... Maybe I'll take a salad, or maybe I'll take a little less than what
usually
most
eat,
people
yeah.
eat.
Okay.
And then the ladies immediately be like, "What? Are you on a diet?" You know, it's like the African woman, especially the old fashioned African woman, not the, you know, the new kids, but they think that it's so weird to have men go on diets. You know, it's like, what? You're on a diet.
Yeah.
I don't know. How are you finding that? Because I hear you say that when ladies comment, when ladies, are there guys that are health conscious, especially older guys, that are saying, yeah, man, I want to go on a diet. This is me now. Or are you finding that it's just seasonal? They have this whole, hey, it's December, I want to go on a diet, can I lose some weight because I have a party next week?
Well, men are quite different here. I do have male clients. Most of them just want to bulk up and get, you know, and stuff. But speaking about older men, I was actually fortunate enough to be invited to do a fitness talk at we were in Sun City. It was a golf day thing, and then they asked me to talk about fitness. And you don't understand the amount of insecurities that men have. I thought females had insecurities and issues. Men are worse.
Tell me about
older men are worse, you know?
Insecurities.
I think, you know, just the fact that you're looking down and you're seeing a belly instead of your member, that takes a toll on them, you know? You know? So I think sometimes, and for them, you know, because men are very egotistic, you know, and they don't like to share the fact that they have issues and they have insecurities. So it's quite difficult to break down a man and actually get to the core issue and the core problem. And because sometimes you'd find, I had a client and he was saying to me, no, my wife goes to gym all the time, but now because I don't go to gym because I have to stay with the kids. You know, and I said to him, okay, that's fine. How's about then I give you a home training plan? Because I also have that as well, because not everyone can, first of all, afford a gym plan. So I was like, no, that's fine. I'll send you a home training plan. You can even do it with the kids as well, you know, so that because I know you don't want your wife to see that you are insecure about your weight. I'm not saying hide it, but come tomorrow or a week down the line, she's gonna see a difference. She's gonna be like, but your jeans are a little bit looser or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, but for men, it is very difficult for them to talk about it. But I think because I'm a female and for some odd reason, guys have always seen me as one of the guys. They find it quite easy to talk to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it is, for men, weight issues are quite difficult, but it's just that it's not spoken about, first of all, in society quite a lot, or in social media, that men find it so difficult to then open up about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Quite interesting. And I think you are right when you say that, you know, they exist those insecurities. Sometimes they don't want it to look like they are trying, yet they are trying.
They are, yes.
But because maybe so, I think it is a sense of wanting to seem perfect, or wanting to seem like you are okay with who you are, and wanting her not to think that there's something missing in you.
Yes.
Yo, it's deep.
It is. I think with everyone. I mean, just the other day, my colleague was saying she's a bit, you know,
voluptuous.
Yeah, you know.
She's there.
And she was like, "No, I'm okay with my body. I'm fine. I'm happy with the way I look." And then I'm actually in this month's fitness magazine, you know, where I'm doing a review of the weight loss NPL product. And then I showed her this, and then she went through and she bought this stuff that will help her lose weight. And I'm like, oh, but aren't you the person that was saying, so I feel like we need to come to, we need to be honest with ourselves, first of all, you know. Once you're honest, honest with yourself and say, okay, I need to change me. And you also need to understand that you're not changing you for Weza, for Zinke, for Uzbanbani. No, you're changing you for you. And I mean, even as a coach or as a fitness instructor or whatever, I can give you a diet plan. I can give you a workout plan. I can drag you to the gym with me. But the truth is, if you are not going to start with your inner person and say, I need to change. I am not happy with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I'm going to change 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And how am I going to change 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Then it's not going to happen. You're not going to change. And if you are so firm about your change, you don't even need to hide it from the next person. If anything, your change will then help them to change, you know, and realize that why, you know, I've always said, why is it so weird that we find you getting a salad at the canteen weird? Why is it not, since he's getting a salad is actually healthier, let me join him and have a salad with him. Why? Yeah. You know, and that's the biggest issue. I know I'm rambling a lot right now.
No, cool.
But why is it such an issue that when someone actually puts in extra work or works a tad bit harder than everyone else, then we are so quick to, what's the word, annihilate them, you know, and shun them and call them weird and call them odd. And you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like we need to come to a point where we understand that people are different, first of all. And sometimes, especially with the fitness journey, it's never, ever for anyone else. It is for you, because first of all, it can't be bought. It can't be inherited. You can't, a blesser can't give it to you. Your mother can't give it to you. You can't, your father dies tomorrow and then you inherit health. No, you know, your health is your wealth, and it's the only thing that you and only you know. And it's one thing that what you put in is what you get out. Even at the bank, you fucking 10 rand, guzo puma 11 rand.
Sometimes less.
Yeah, sometimes
less. Because
bank charges. Sometimes less. But my point, okay, if you're getting interest, so come on. But my point is, you know, with fitness, it's the only thing that you get what you put in. You get out what you put in. And that's that. And it's only you that's going to make it happen.
Yeah. No, absolutely, absolutely true. And how then do you stay motivated when you were thinking that you're on this diet plan? You thought, okay, I have a diet, I'm exercising, I missed a day, and the day turns to 2 days. Ah, shucks, I ate a cheat meal. Okay, I need another. It was a stuff India function. I mean, the food was lovely, and I was like, I'm not going to, I don't eat these things at home, guys. I'm just going to chow. And then I thought I was doing this, and then when I look at the scale again, man, I thought I lost weight, but I actually gained weight. And how do I stay motivated in these times?
I almost died, I think, 2 months ago.
Mm.
I honestly almost died. I just met my boyfriend. We were having the time of our lives. Every weekend we're going away. We're eating. We're drinking. Gumnandi. My abs have never disappeared. But during this time, my abs were not there.
Yo.
And I don't want to lie to you. It came to a point where we even sat down and Sakuzana, you know? And we're like, no, babe, this has to stop. Like, honestly, yeah. this has to stop. And it's not like it changed overnight. No, you know, obviously because we weren't training as hard, I mean, as much rather, we'd go to the gym every day and then maybe our diet was like 40% good and like still 60% bad, you know, because it's new love and we're happy and we're jolly, you know. But I just think, Kukuti, you need to come to a point where you don't let it get so out of control that you can't even bring it back, you know. And I always say, if it took you a year to gain weight, then give yourself another year or even a year and 2 months, or you know, but give yourself the exact time or more to get your body back to that, you know. And I thought to myself, and I knew, okay, it took me a month to look like this now, so in the next month I need to now get back and come on now, you know. And so it happens, it happens a lot, you know. I mean, just yesterday we were supposed to be doing cardio and we slept in the gym parking lot because we're tired, you know.
You slept in the gym parking lot.
In the parking lot.
Couple goals.
Early in the morning, you know, because the truth is, we are human beings. We do get tired, you know, because, and our lives are so hectic. We both wake up early in the morning, gym, work, eat, train, come back home, prep meals. I have to take an ice bath. He has to watch me while I do this. And then only we go to sleep. At 11:30, my alarm goes off. I need to eat again, you know. So it takes a lot, you know, like, there are so many days where I even ask myself, like, why am I doing this to myself? You know, and I want to quit. But then again, I remember that I have 25,000 people looking up to me and saying, you know, if Zintle can go to gym today, then I will do it. You know, so
and that's a real thing, hey?
Yeah.
People actually do make those conversations in their mind, and they think of the person on Instagram saying, shucks, she woke up early. I'm going to wake up early.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, she's strong, she's out here, she's doing it for herself. I did say that I was going to challenge you to some arm wrestling. The time has come. I'm going to come around the table.
How about we do push-ups? I might just break my arm.
No, age push-ups, Yeah,
you can do girly ones.
How many push-ups do you do?
I don't know, hey, it just depends. I hardly count.
I do all of them.
Is it? Even if it's two. I'll do girly ones and then you do proper push-ups.
Oh,
how's
goodness,
that?
No. Like, I'll let you win. We'll do the arm wrestling. I'll let you win.
Okay.
Well, you don't seem like you want me to let you win. You want to...
I might just break my... Like, I arm wrestled last time and broke my arm. I literally fractured my humerus bone. Like,
because you just don't
want to
lose.
Snapped.
Oh my god! What, really?
Yeah, I had no calcium in my body.
Okay.
At the time, I had quite a strict diet, and right now, that's my biggest fear. I do not have any dairy in my
diet. Yeah.
So I just break my arm again, and now Cliff Central will have to pay for my medical bill.
Cliff Central does not support any. I was gonna just hoy a voiceover that said that we are, you know, indemnifying this whole situation. Okay, cool. Yeah. We'll do push-ups then.
Yes.
Yo, this is going to be rough. Okay, cool. So we're going to do push-ups and the last man standing wins. But we'll do proper push-ups, both of us.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
said
yeah,
you can do proper ones. Yeah. I'll do proper ones too. Oh my goodness, I'm sure I'm going to lose here. Okay, guys, so we're about to do some push-ups right now. And I'm going to try and see if we can count them. And you guys are going to listen in while we do some push-ups. I'm going to take off my jacket. I got main man over this side.
Yeah, he'll record this.
Yeah, yeah. What's his name again?
It's Dimple.
Dimple, Mfetu, you're gonna record the whole thing. You evidence, Baba. Here's my phone as well. I think Zintle is about to win, though. Like, really, like.
No, Zintle, don't do that so to yourself. I actually just come from deadlifting for 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So you might just.
Mara,
win.
Deadlifting was like your legs and your.
No, yeah,
and your
the
back,
whole
your
body. Back. It's a full
really?
Body workout, yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'll use that to my advantage and weaken the enemy. Let's see how it goes, guys. Okay,
let's
cool.
Let's do this.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to just assume my position right now and
Zinhle is going to do the same, and we're going to see who lasts the longest. Okay, so I think the most push-ups I do is like 10. So I don't know how am I going to survive past 10, but let's see how it goes. Zinhle, you ready?
Yeah,
okay, cool. Let's go. In 3, 2, 1, let's go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, shots, I'm still going, yeah. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ah, yes, I'm winning. Yes, I'm winning. Yes. She's gonna break her bones. Come on. Yes. Yes. Come on. Come on. And I did another one. And she's. And I did another one. Yes, I win.
Here's your winner, Weza. That guy. Yeah. Woo. So, I just won. My goodness, I just won. Oh, I'm out of breath.
Even I'm out of breath.
That was exciting. I've never done something like that in my life. Hosting a radio show while doing a workout. I think we did like almost 60 push-ups there.
Yeah, between us.
Yeah. My goodness. Wow, I'm out of breath. Guys, this has been the shortest hour of the week. Thank you so much for joining us. I've got Zinhle right here. She's been absolutely phenomenal. How can we get a hold of you?
Once again, Instagram handle, that's Z_fitnessjunkie, Z-double-E_fitnessjunkie. And
catch your breath.
Sheesh. You can also email me to get a plan at plans@fitnessjunkie.co.za. Should you want to book me, you can book me on bookings@fitnessjunkie.co.za. And yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. I feel like I just won a Grammy because of everything that I just did. I'm powerful. I'm strong. My chest muscles is proving it. My tricep is proving it. I'm the man.
Yes,
thank you, Zinhle.
Thank you so much.
You made me feel strong today.
Been a good one.
The first nigga got to find me. This is CliffCentral.com.